Well, a U.S. nuclear scientist has warned that a nuclear war between the U.S. and Russia could lead to the extinction of the human race. Ira Helfand, the co-president of the group International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War, says there are more than 17,000 nuclear warheads, which have been ignored since the Cold War ended in 1991. He says modern nuclear weapons are far more powerful than the U.S. bombs used against Japan in 1945. 9 countries are believed to possess nuclear weapons, with Russia and the U.S. holding the vast majority of them. Israel is the Middle East's sole possessor of nuclear weapons. The U.S. pledged in 2009 to work towards the abolition of its nuclear weapons, but said it would keep them so long as others keep theirs. Let's talk to Lajos Chazdy, political commentator, joining us from Puerto Rico. Welcome, sir. Mr. Chazdy, why do these powers keep their nuclear weapons arsenal, the two big powers, Russia and the U.S.?
Well, one could say that there is a lot of distrust, and not just to each other, even though the Cold War is over, but the mere fact that both sides have in stockpile thousands of nuclear weapons. For instance, now they have a total of 7,700 nuclear warheads. Most of them are non-deployed and in storage awaiting destruction, but nonetheless, they still have them. That's for the United States, by the way, 7,700. For Russia, it's 8,500. They are obliged to limit their deployed operational strategic nuclear warheads to 1,550 per side. But in total, both sides have like 16,200, no, the U.S. and Russia. But there are other nuclear powers, and that's the reason perhaps why they are keeping their nuclear weapons in stockpile and not eliminating them completely. We have two NATO allies. That wouldn't be a concern for the U.S., that is United Kingdom, with close to about 200 nuclear warheads, of which about 180 are deployed. You have the French with 300 nuclear warheads. But Russia would feel suspicious and unsure to eliminate completely all their, let's say, non-strategic, for instance, nuclear warheads, as long as, for example, the United States has 200 tactical nuclear warheads in Europe, France has 50 tactical nuclear warheads in addition to the 300 strategic nuclear warheads, and then we have India, Pakistan, Israel with nuclear warheads, China, and North Korea. And perhaps Saudi Arabia, if those reports are true, that Pakistan is producing nuclear warheads for Saudi Arabia as well, against Iran and Israel, for instance. So that's the reason why I would say the superpowers keep a large stockpile of non-deployed, non-operational warheads that many of them could be deployed. Russia could deploy of those in storage 2,700. The United States can deploy of those in storage 2,650 of that total that they have. And that's not counting the deployed ones, you know, the operational ones.
And of course, where does that leave the NPT?
Well, it's perhaps a way to try to keep other countries from getting nuclear weapons because of the consequence that would entail, sanctions, perhaps even military intervention. Originally, the nuclear powers, the superpowers, wanted to keep their club, their nuclear club, closed, to have no competitors. Now, they're in a process, Russia, the United States, to eliminate and reduce their nuclear warheads. Even Obama wants to reduce them, deployed operational strategic warheads to 1,000 apiece, that is 1,000 for the U.S., 1,000 for Russia. But then you have other powers that are developing their nuclear warheads, like Pakistan and India, which have a nuclear arms race. Pakistan has, India has a nuclear arms race also with India. And then there is now the issue of Saudi Arabia. And of course, Israel, that officially, Israel hasn't recognized it has nuclear warheads. Some experts believe it has 80, others 200. I personally think they might have even 400 and might be producing nuclear material for more weapons as we speak. Because there is no yet a treaty to eliminate all deployed nuclear warheads. And for countries that deny they have them, to acknowledge them, like Israel, Israel has to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty, for instance. So there needs to be first a consensus internationally for all those countries that have the weapons to, in a phased way, simultaneously eliminate them if the intention of their leaders is to eliminate, to have a nuclear-free world, and those countries that it's believed they have them, but they don't acknowledge them, like Israel, to eliminate them as well with guarantees for their security so that they won't have a need for nuclear weapons.
Indeed. Salayush Sazdi, political commentator from Puerto Rico. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.